you need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headline: former Minister of Defence Sergio Fungus questioning fighting secrecy laws for ex-intelligence chiefs. Government urges military to ensure safe and free voting on August 13. And in global news, 8 students arrested in Kenya after suspected deadly school arson attack. Good afternoon, Madam Baranda with BBC FM News. Former Foreign Affairs Minister and UPND Deputy Chairperson for the Legal Committee, Olambo Haimbe, has defended law enforcement agencies for questioning former Gambia Security Intelligence Service Director General Sylvia Chungu over remarks he allegedly made during a recent media interview. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavia has confirmed that Mr. Chungu was picked up for questioning as part of the ongoing investigation and remains in custody. Speaking on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Mr. Haimbe said police were acting within their mandate and stated that intelligence officers are bound by laws and guidelines governing the handling of sensitive information even after leaving public office. Mr. Haimbe said the Office of the Director General of the Zambia Security Intelligence Service requires a high degree of secrecy and that divulging information not meant for public consumption is inappropriate and can attract the attention of law enforcement agencies. He further suggested that Mr. Chungu could have handled the interview differently, maintaining that individuals who have held positions within the country's intelligence system have a continuing responsibility to safeguard confidential information entrusted to them during their tenure.
I know from the perspective of law enforcement that footage can be called for the purposes of giving evidence before a court of competence jurisdiction. I think what you're talking about is a degree of censorship, and I don't know whether real time there and then one could have justified a censorship approach. I'm not quite sure, to be honest. But maybe to answer your question from what is doable, we all know that when we sit on these public platforms and in these fora, we are subject under the IB Act to review of what we have said, and that information can be used before a court of competent jurisdiction to determine your innocence or otherwise if there is an allegation of the criminal offence having been undertaken.
Meanwhile, Mr. Haimbe said the recent security advisory issued by the U.S. Embassy in Lusaka should not be viewed as unusual, describing such notices as routine precautionary measures issued by governments to their citizens. The U.S. Embassy has issued a security alert warning its citizens of the potential for civil unrest and low-level violence during Zambia's election period and advising them to avoid large gatherings and monitor local developments.
I've seen these foreign countries, not just the U.S., issuing citizens notices to their citizens where they feel that there could be a situation which could put them in harm's way. We did so when I was Minister of Foreign Affairs in relation to the conflict that's taking place in the Middle East. We issued a warning to our citizens across the Gulf states and so on and so forth to take extra precaution because of the situation that arose. At least in my understanding, it's precautionary.
Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundo has called on military personnel to ensure every Zambian votes safely and freely in the August 13 general elections. Speaking during the 2026 International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers Prayer Service in Lusaka today, Mr. Hamaundo said it is the duty of men and women in uniform to protect the country's peace and stability. He stressed that peaceful elections are the foundation of a strong and united country. Mr. Hamaundo has further commended military personnel for their professionalism, dedication to service, and tireless efforts to protect and care for civilians.
To the men and women in uniform gathered here, as our country heads towards the general election, your duty as military personnel extends beyond defending borders. It includes protecting the peace and stability of our country. Peace selection are a foundation of a strong and united country. Let us protect the peace and ensure that every citizen, without exception, every citizen votes safely and freely.
While active United Nations resident coordinator Clement Lasuba said that the future depends on the ability to work together and invest in peace-building initiatives.
I am honored to represent the United Nations peace team in Zambia at this year's commemoration of the International Day of the UN Peacekeepers under the theme Invest in Peace. This theme is a call for unity and a reminder that our future hinges on our ability to work together in investing in peace building initiatives.
Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kamba has underscored the growing depth of Zambia-United States economic cooperation, citing the signing of three memoranda of understanding between the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, and leading U.S. companies in December 2025. Speaking at the U.S. 250th National Day celebration in Lusaka last evening, Mr. Kamba said the MOUs cover critical minerals processing, digital infrastructure and investment promotion, reflecting Zambia's firm commitments to advancing value addition, strengthening data sovereignty, and positioning itself as a strategic investment partner. Mr. Kangwa Feba says Zambia's participation in the inaugural critical minerals ministerial meeting held in Washington, D.C. in February this year reaffirms its commitment to building resilient and diversified global supply chains. He added that Zambia's engagement reflects a clear national priority to ensure its mineral wealth contributes meaningfully to economic transformation, job creation, and improved livelihoods. He also said collaboration in digital innovation marks an important step in Zambia's journey towards digital transformation and economic diversification. Mr. Kangwa stated that these initiatives demonstrate Zambia's commitment to leverage strategic partnerships to foster inclusive growth, empower youth, and build a resilient future-oriented economy.
In December 2025, the Government of the Republic of Zambia, through the Zambia Development Agency, signed three memoranda of understanding with leading United States companies in the areas of critical minerals processing, digital infrastructure, and investment promotion. These partnerships reflect Zambia's firm commitment to advancing value addition, strengthening data sovereignty, and positioning itself as a strategic investment partner.
Meanwhile, U.S. Embassy Shajay the Fair, Mitch Coker, said that his country and Zambia share so many values and interests, marking their partnership natural, organic, and mutually beneficial.
The United States and Zambia share so many values and interests that our partnership is natural, it's organic, and it's mutually beneficial. Just look at our respective constitutions. Both establish democratic governance with separation of powers. Both protect fundamental rights and freedoms. Both commit to the rule of law. Both recognize that government derives its authority from the consent of the governed. These aren't just words on paper. They're the foundations of our respective national identities.
Two people have died after a truck collided with a motorbike in Kasumbalesa along the Congo Road near Reload Logistics Warehouse. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has confirmed the accident, which occurred yesterday involving a foul truck and trailer driven by 38-year-old Timothy Jogu of Makeni, Lusaka, who escaped unhurt. Mr. Lee said the other vehicle was an unregistered TV's motorbike that was extensively damaged, while the unknown rider and the pallium passenger, also unknown, sustained severe injuries and were